Radio Shouty.
Sunny Digital.
Cool. I caught up the station, it's about that time for Fila. Most likely he a small fry if he was stamped by Beehive. It's one in one station only, they got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial, cause we finna go live.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy, B-Hot Radio Shouting. As always, I got my podcast partner off in this thing, OG Gangsta Wicked, the Ghetto Mafia. What's good with it, Wick?
Oh, man, I'm just cooler, man. Just being a legend, man.
Hey, man, speaking of legends, I mean, we got a Southern legend, a hip-hop icon. I mean, it's safe to say right about now, this man is the voice of the culture as we speak, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Boosie Badass. What's good with it, boss?
What's up, B.I.?
Man, feeling good, feeling great. Now, I mean, first of all, I got to say, appreciate you coming through this thing to kick some flavor with me.
Right.
Okay,
right.
This book right here, Pimpin' Ken laid it on me. My God. Cross the tracks, man.
Right.
What was it like for you just letting the world know about your personal life? Because there's stuff in here that you can't Google, man.
I love giving my pain. I love giving my stories.
Yeah.
That always been a part of my music.
Yeah.
So it's really the same thing with me being an author. It's really, I give my, you know, that's what make me, my pain and stuff I done went through. That's what make Boosie. And this book is, you know, it's like the classic album, just a classic book.
My God, my God. I mean, you talked about your relationship with your mama right there in that book as well, man, and how she was at every game and how she held you down. Can you speak to what it meant to have a mother that was so doggone supportive of you early on, and how did that impact your career and life going forward?
I always had my mother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a mama's boy. I'm the baby boy, so. My dad was, you know, he was kind of, he was a street nigga. So even when my dad was in my life, my mama consoled me.
Mm.
You know, she couldn't really raise me like she wanted to raise me because of my devilish ways and the things I was doing. But she never left me.
Mm.
Even when I got indicted for all these murders, bro, like she like, you coming home, like. She never panicked.
What like, was it like having that rock in that corner, though?
It was special. I always knew she was going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I got a real good Southern Christian woman.
Yeah.
You know, as a mama. And she just a soldier, bro. She just a soldier. And, And it's just special to me because a lot of people ain't got their mama, bro, you know?
Yeah.
And they're the ones I feel so sorry for, bro. I feel sorry for people who lose their mothers because I don't know that pain.
Yeah.
You know, so my mama was a soldier, bro. My mama, 2-3 jobs. My mama worked herself to death so we can have.
Yeah. When you spoke on your daddy in the book, man, it kind of stressed me out a little bit, Boosie. When you were talking to him, and he was having his last, you know, breaths at the same time, man.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't realize that he was about to pass. I just thought you was going to be able to go in there, you know, make amends and move forward.
Right.
What was it like when your father passed after all of that time?
It was sad, bro.
Yeah.
It was sad because my dad, the only one could discipline me.
Mm.
Now, my mama could teach me, but my mama never really whooped me. I never really got a whooping from my mother.
Yeah.
My mother was a school teacher, so every time I got in trouble, I had to read in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I never got hit. My daddy beat my ass. You know, I had a fear for my daddy.
Yeah.
My daddy didn't play. And when he died, bro, I was just rebellious. You know, I hurt that woman so much, like, I was just rebellious, man, and because I ain't had nobody to really, I didn't fear anybody.
Yeah.
You know, when I was under 13, things I wanted to do, I always thought about that.
Yeah.
My daddy is going, bro, if I do this, you know, and I had even older niggas in the hood who were going to tell my daddy.
Yeah.
If I got into all this stuff. So when daddy died, I was like a wild child.
Being a wild child, though, Boosie, did you think that wild child was going to grow up to be Boosie Badass, though, and be leading the culture? Because, I mean, coming up like that, did you see that in your future, or did you just say, I'm popping, whatever the hell happens?
I started seeing it after my dad died. It's like I got better with music.
Okay.
I got better with music when my dad died. I always was like the best rapper in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like niggas couldn't out rap me in the project. But after that, after my dad died, more people in the hood encouraged me to rap.
Mm.
You know, they start building my head up like,
exactly,
this nigga hard. You know, it start, niggas start coming over there rapping, you know, rapping.
Yeah.
They bringing their little nephews and it just took off, bro. I had a lot to say.
Yeah.
That I couldn't say when my daddy was here.
Facts.
You know, I couldn't get on there and, you know, cause my daddy wanted me to boss up and just be a boss.
Yeah.
He didn't want me to be no, you know, he say, you gon' whatever you do, you gon' run cause you a leader.
That's right.
I've been a leader since 3-4 years old with a pack.
I go.
So my dad always told me that you the one, you the leader. Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta be no gang, you gonna be a boss, whatever you touch. You know, but I just swundered away when Pops died.
My God. Now, you also talked about your first baby mama, Nita.
Yeah.
That relationship was strong as well in the book, man. Right. I mean, can you speak on that? And then also, I kind of wanted to ask you, what do you think would have happened if you would have stayed with Nita the whole time, all the way up until now?
I don't know. I wouldn't. She broke the code. You know? I loved her to death, you know, but she ended up breaking the code that I taught her to live by for all these years.
Yeah.
You know, and still loved her to death, loved her to death, but, you know, that brings a separation of trust. And, you know, some women you could trust in the sheets, but not with the police.
Yeah.
You know, some women won't fuck, not a soul, won't cheat on you or nothing.
Yeah.
When it comes to the police, they'll flip, so... That was my baby, man. You know, that was my baby. We got 3 children together.
Yeah.
She happily married right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, we still got a connection as far as, you know, I'm not intimate with none of my baby mamas.
Yeah.
You know, that's how problems come about. I'm not intimate with none of my baby mamas. But if she ever need me, I'm here for her.
That's right.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Me and that girl been through, you know. Man, we've been through a lot, so it don't matter. I'm always be here for
her. When y'all both got banged up, though, man, what was that like for you having to look at her and pray to God that, you know, she stayed solid during that time and not knowing what the outcome was going to be?
I didn't know because she never told me. I've had to find out from when my paperwork came, you know, from my attorneys, and it hurt me, bro, you know.
Yeah.
It hurt me, bro. But I'm a G, you know. I went in there and took the time, you know. I could have came home after my murder trial.
Yeah.
I took the time for Nita so she could be free with my children, you know.
Exactly.
Even when my whole family said, fuck that, come home. But I'm not sending no woman to jail who, you know, I made do all this shit.
Exactly.
And leave, what the fuck my children gonna say when their mom ain't there? You know, so, I went in there and, Yana, that's mine, you know, took a plea deal so she could walk.
Mm-hmm. Get in here, Wick, because I know you've been waiting on Boost.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking up all the time, man. I've been wanting to holler at the OG. I got a question about a song that you made called Love Your Family.
Yeah.
And my old lady, if I didn't ask you this, she, you know, I couldn't come home.
Okay.
So she wants to know, like, what when you wrote that song, what were you at, you know, mentally in your state of mind? Because it's like some of the songs that you made, like you have one, Trust Nobody.
Right.
But then you'll turn right around and talk about how important the family is.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you get into them from both kind of angles. On that song, you know, Love Your Family, you know, what kind of state of mind were you in when you wrote that?
I had like 50 people at my house. I had the whole Louisiana. I sent them all up here on the bus. It was like 30-something of them. And, you know, the vibe made me make that record.
And yeah, make you hungry, it. Too. You know?
Because it was Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So the vibe made me, I went straight and shot the video in the kitchen after I did it.
Right.
So I'm like, they're like, where we going to shoot the video? I'm like, right here. Like, you know? So it was a family moment. So it was a Thanksgiving. So and I went in the studio and made it, and it became a classic.
I got one more beehive.
Now come on with it.
I had, matter of fact, I got to shout out my Six Flags people. They love you to death.
Right, right.
And they was like, I had came up there one weekend. They was like, oh, man, we thought it was going to be Boosie, man. What the hell is Wicked? You know what I'm saying? So they were like, they got to talking to me, and they were like, man, Boosie come up here, man. He come up here with his kids. He's very approachable. He don't have a whole army of police beside him. You can talk to him and stuff. Tell me how you feel about your fans. You know, I see a lot of artists that disrespect their fans. You know, get up off me, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I feel that because you have to be safe out here.
Right.
But what makes Boosie say, you know what, I'm going to be accessible. People can walk up on me and talk to me. What was that from when you were young? Did you?
It came from, we was young, my boy, when we went to the LSU rec, and my boy asked Master P for a picture. Mm-hmm. And he didn't take it with him. And my boy built a hate for him as a child. He loved him at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But built a hate for him as a child going to a teenager over a picture. So especially a kid, I could never tell him no. Because I always think I don't want that kid to hate me like my boy hated him about a picture.
Yeah.
And I think it's just me being a people person, because even rappers I done been around, like, why are you taking them pictures with, you know?
Right.
That's Boosie. You know, I like to make people, I live through making people feel happy. Yeah, I like to make people smile, and you know, like, that's just me, bro. I like to interact with my fans. I like to make women feel beautiful even when they not that beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And I love my fans, because so many of my fans dead, bro.
My God.
You know, 50% of my fans dead, bro. The ones I can still got, you know, I cherish them, bro. Like, if I was rapping about something else, bro, I have 30 million fans, but the life I rapped about caused a lot of my fans to, you know, lose their life, I feel, you know, so.
Wow.
I'm deep with my fans, bro, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I got to hit you with an excerpt out of this book right here, man. I mean, you said, my eyes have seen a lot of things, the type of shit people usually get murdered for. With all of the bullshit I've done, seen, and been a part of, I've often wondered, when the fuck is it my time? Is God fucking with me? Is he saving me for last? What's this nigga's agenda? Am I meant to suffer while watching those around me die? That right there woke me all the way the hell out. When I read that part right there, your reality though, Boosie, seeing so many people pass, from fans to close friends at the same time, what is it like? Do you have any survivor's remorse from all of that, or what's going through your mind?
Man, I just be like, why? You know, like, you know, I lose so many people, bro. In the last 10 months, I lost my grandmother, my grandfather, trouble, one of my first loves. Yeah. I lost, like, you know, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't like to question God, but I done lost a lot. That's probably why he give me so much. But, you know, I would rather be a 9-to-5 person with all my people.
My God.
All my dad, I'd rather be a 9-to-5 person, you know. You know, I don't got too many people to share it with. You know, even my kids don't live with me, you know. I got two kids live with me, but all of them in Louisiana. You know, I got a 15-bedroom home and it's empty.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. What I built for them, you know.
Yeah.
So, man, it's still a struggle when you got it, bro. It's a struggle, bro. You trying to keep people happy that ain't gonna be happy. You know?
What about your damn self though, Boosie? How the hell do you keep yourself happy?
Working, hustling. Yeah. That's how I keep myself happy. You know, getting these films out, getting these books out. That's what keep me going. You know, if I sit down and just, I'm gonna think about all the pain.
Yeah.
You know? So I gotta get out and, you know, live my life, you know.
Facts.
See titties and, you know, you know, see all this stuff in the world, you know, that's easy for me to see. That puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Me hustling and putting out projects and putting out films and giving 35 more people jobs.
Yeah.
You know, that make me happy, bro, when people come tell me thank you. You know, that I live off other people because I'm a street nigga. I got mostly what I want. Like, you know.
Another thing you hit in that book, though, when you spoke about your daddy, you were talking about it from a child's standpoint, but as you got grown, you started to realize exactly what it was that he was going through. What was that like when you became a man and you said, damn, I understand what my daddy was doing?
I had a situation, bro, and it was, and I caught a flashback. It was what my one time my dad ass smacked my mama.
Yeah.
And she called him a pussy ass nigga in front of his little boy.
Mm.
You know. And I end up having a situation like that. It ain't get out of hand too much, but it got out of hand, and you know, I start realizing, you know, mama was wrong. You know, like you know, like a boy you trying to raise to be a soldier, you call him a pussy ass in front of his son?
Yeah.
You know? So I started to see him. You know, I used to always think daddy was, you know, but it started coming back to me as I got older dealing with women.
Yeah.
Some of the things they can say that make you, and a woman can touch you with words.
Come bro. On now.
She know what to say, bro, you know? And I started seeing that, and it started playing back. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom was a sassy mama, you know. So I got to see, I got to look at it from a different perspective a little bit.
Exactly. Juggling family, the streets, and a music career at the same time, man. How has that been for you trying to dedicate time to everybody and stretching yourself thin with it?
I had a problem with that. I was chasing my kids, chasing. These last 4 months, I'm laying back.
Yeah.
You know, I want to try a different approach. I want the love to come to me.
Mm.
You know.
Feel that.
You
know, I feel
you
that.
Chasing people, trying to make shit.
Trying
right?
to love them.
You get tired, bro.
Yeah.
You get tired. So, I just be trying to keep a steady course of not getting in trouble.
Yeah.
You know. I got to focus on that, you know, because as long as I stay free, I'm successful, bro.
Yeah.
You know, prison, I'm shit. I'm nothing.
Yeah.
All your money go in prison. You come home with shit.
Yeah.
They lying.
Yeah.
They say they came home, they lying.
Yeah.
You know, so I focus on, that's one more thing, stay free.
Yeah.
Once I stay free, everything going to line up.
Yeah.
You know, I got to stay free and stay real.
Yeah.
You know. If I'm the only one speaking on a platform about shit that everybody know real,
yeah.
That mean I'm in my own lane.
Come on.
You know, everybody else filing drips. You can't say this, you can't say this, you can't say this, I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
So that put me in my own lane.
That's right.
You know, so everybody going to be looked at like copycats in 20, 30 years, but I'm going to be the legend.
Come on.
You know, and bro, you know, I got a platform to speak, and I'm going to speak on it, bro. I'm just not no person who can let all this stuff go on. I ain't be at the tip of my tongue. You know, and I'm still fighting these people trying to take me down as far as, you know, every time I get a movie finna come out, they take my Instagram. You know, I'm up against a lot, bro, but I'm staying real. I ain't asking for nothing. I'm on my own website.
Yeah.
You know. I pay me.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get mad and just say, take the movie down. No.
Come on.
It's mine. Yeah.
When you look up and you get banned from Instagram every 5 minutes, what goes through your mind when you build that thing all the way to hell up, you got the motion, getting the money coming in, and you're doing what you feel, and then you get on Instagram and you're blocked?
I be just feeling like I need to make me an app. You know, I need to make, yeah. I got some people working on some stuff right now. I need to make my own app, you know, I need that real money behind it, like Instagram.
Yeah.
As blacks, we got that money. I don't have that money. We got that. Blacks got that money.
Exactly.
To make us a black Instagram. They got it. And bro, like, you know, and I just got to figure my own way. But until then, you know, I'm like the kid at the high school. You got to expel me 100 times.
Come on now.
I'm coming right back in 3 days and getting $250,000 followers.
Come on.
1,000,000 in 3 weeks. Like, you can't stop me. Like, you know, long as you got that platform.
Exactly. You find yourself on death row, though, man, and it's not looking real good for you, though, Boosie, what was it that gave you hope and kept you, you know, realizing that, hey, man, it's going to be a brighter day?
My case.
Okay.
My case. When you fucked up, you know you fucked up.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't fucked up. I knew they didn't have nothing on me to find me guilty on none of that stuff. So my case had me, you know, of course the relationship with God, but my case wasn't even really enough to indict me on. So I knew it was a, you know, so it was looking bad on the outside, but they ain't have nothing on the inside.
Yeah.
You know? So I was confident. I ain't gonna lie, I was confident. It was days I got down, but I just got high when I got down.
When them years start going by though, Boosie, them Christmases start passing, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know folks is waiting on you outside.
I just knew I had to beat the murder rap.
Yeah.
You know, when I first went to prison, I only had 2 years.
Okay.
You know, I was going to be home in probably 12 months, 13 months. They indicted me a month before I was finna be almost released.
Yeah.
So, it was a sitting game. I couldn't come home unless I beat it. Mm-hmm. It's no bond, you know, so I couldn't come home unless I beat it. So, God was on my side, bro.
When you look up and 469,000 is missing out of the account, Boosie, and it's getting hairy and it's a family issue at the same time, man, what was going through your mind, first of all, when you saw the money missing, and then what was going through the mind when you had to get into it with your brother?
Man, when that money was missing, bro, I broke down, bro. That was the money I had just came home and got a check with. That was the money. Everything was gone, bro. Shit broke me down, bro. Then when they arrested him, it fucked me up even more. You know, so. Like I told you, bro, this Boosie like this shit real.
Nigga, I feel
just
you.
Just think 469 after you just come on from a murder charge. Your first check. Before this bitch gone. Hurt me, bro. Still ain't got it back.
Moving forward, though, when you had to bounce back and you got the motion going back behind you, though, man. And then also with you and your brother, you say y'all only speak through text. And I know that was.
See, I wrote this book like.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
A year or two ago.
Yeah.
But we don't speak at all.
No. Oh, shit. I thought you was about to say. See, that shit like a damn book. It always turns a different damn turn. And I was thinking.
I thought you were about to say, I just talked to her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nah, we don't talk at all. Nah, it's a big situation going on with me, him, and my artist, Young Blue. So.
Can I ask you something before you move on about that? Because I, you know, I ain't as big as Boosie, but I got a problem with a brother, too. A younger brother.
Okay.
And it's a family issue, so I want some advice on that. We haven't spoken over a year. And I love my little brother. Our last interaction was a fight. You know what I'm saying? Out in the yard.
Okay.
And we haven't spoke since then. I'm kind of torn about it because of the things he did to my mother. So I kind of want to reach out to him as the big brother.
Yeah.
But I feel like he violated so hard that I can't forgive him for it.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of need some help on, you know, what should I do? You know, and for people that's in that situation, you know, because sometimes I hit that number and I just be like, that nigga said,
yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? You know.
I mean, you're not wrong, bro. You're not wrong. Like certain shit brothers shouldn't do. That's how I feel, bro. Like certain shit brothers shouldn't do. I'm in a situation where my brother, they forged my signature, bro. Shit. And signed my artist off the Empire.
Wow.
You know, and took millions from me, bro. Millions. Took, you know, they did, like, bro, I got fucked over, bro. And, you know, money to rule all evil, bro. Like, you know, money to rule all. And I felt that's him being my brother. Like, you could have come to me and I could have signed that motherfucker, like.
Right.
I'm trying to blow my artist, take them anywhere too.
Yeah.
You know, but for you to cut me out,
right.
You know, I felt real disrespected about it. While I'm in a wheelchair shot up.
Shit.
You know, all this shit going on while I'm in a wheelchair shot up. You know, and that shit hurt my heart, bro, because, you know, that shit hurt my heart, bro, but we learn, bro. We live and we learn, bro. We live and we learn, you know. I ain't gonna say I hate him or nothing, still love my brother. You know, I just, you know, can't fuck with him, man. You know, we in court now, so.
Wow.
When you got shot up, Boosie, That stressed out everybody, man. We didn't know what was going to happen with that, Boosie. Yeah. Okay, what was going through your mind at that time? And you thinking, God damn, I'm over here trying to have my motion to do what I do. Now I'm in a damn wheelchair dealing with this shit.
When I got shot, I was like, this shit karma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
This shit karma, man. God don't sleep. That's all that was. Karma for shit I did in the past. That's all.
When you move forward from that, though, and then just maneuvering out here in the streets, how difficult is it for you right now? Or just for any rapper in general?
I'm not in the streets. You know? Okay. I'm a dad, bro. I'm not in the streets. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
You know, my days around going to the bank, writing, you know, straight business, you know. It's just people don't want to separate me from that.
Mm. And see, when I say streets, I'm talking about the regular ones. I ain't talking about just the
the
hardcore street. I'm talking about, nigga, you just get in your car and going down the damn street.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, like in the streets. Yeah, I still get the gangster rap. Right?
Yeah.
I get the gangster rap. When niggas see me, they move. Right?
Yeah.
And I ain't like that when I came home. When I came home, I felt like everybody was scared of me.
Mm.
Artists, all kind of niggas was acting, you know. The whole industry, bro, even the people I was signed to, like Atlantic Records, like everybody was terrified of me.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I came home and tried to make people laugh, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even get features. And when I start making people laugh, niggas would come up to me, Boosie, nigga, you crazy, you know.
Yeah.
The same nigga wouldn't do nothing for me, you know. So I had to 48 laws of power the game and make people come in.
Exactly. When you talk about making people's laughs, did any fine ass woman put a pussy lips on live for $1,000?
Bruh, this what happened with that. I was in a barber chair and they was asking me for money on my Instagram. So that's when I came with that. But they got a lot, like they had dudes calling me trying to put their mom on live for $1,000. They little sister, everybody, you know, like, it went crazy, bro, but I ain't paying for no pussy.
Another thing that I noticed that was a reoccurring theme in the book was that you was always getting harassed by police, and we see that going on even in the A right now with you, Boosie. How does that make you feel when you're thinking to yourself, I'm just trying to get from A to B, but I'm being surveyed all the time?
It pisses me off, you know. They catch me on different kinds. It just pisses me off because I ain't come up here for that. And I've been going through that since a child. I've been seeing my daddy get arrested since I was 4 or 5 years old. You know, I've been dealing with the police. I mean, I made the news at 8 years old. The police gave me a wedge. I made the news, everything. I busted one out of the come out. I made the news at 8 years old dealing with the police. He gave me a wedge, bro, stupid.
My God.
Like, I've been, like, the police never been my friend. And my daddy was a police hater.
Mm.
My daddy despised the police.
Yeah.
If I drew a fucking police car, that fucking paper getting tore up. He explained to me that they was the enemy.
Yeah.
My daddy explained this to me. You know, he had a hate for the police. Black, white, Chinese, it don't matter. And that was installed into me. Because my daddy felt like everybody was equal. We supposed to be get treated equal. Even at the time in the 90s, shit was, you know,
real.
80s and 90s, you wouldn't get treated equal.
Yeah.
So my dad was like a hard head. And that kind of, you know, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I feel you.
You know.
Moving from Louisiana, bringing the game up here to Georgia, what was that transition like when you said, okay, let me go ahead and bring the game up to the A?
I loved it,
bro. Talk to me.
Man, Atlanta been nothing but love to me, bro. Everybody see me, bro. The police love me, bro. Them blue cars, bro. Bro, like,
that's the cab.
Niggas ain't hating on me. Niggas see me. Niggas show me love.
Yeah.
I go to the club. I never had a problem out here. It's different, bro. Like, it's different, bro. People want to see me win out here.
Yeah.
You know, I done had police stop me. I'm dirty. Like, Boosie, just get the fuck on. I don't want to see you in jail. You know, like, bro, I really took Atlanta, a liking to Atlanta because of the love, bro. They showed me love, bro.
Exactly. I mean, and while you were in Atlanta, though, I mean, you still managed to crank out an Atlanta classic in this thing. 36 O's with that boy, Young L.A.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Can you just take me through that right there? When you heard that hook and that track and you knew it was going down, what was going through your mind at that time?
I remember, bro. I was riding with my chick. And I was like, T, I ought to just send me some.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker came on, but I went straight to the studio and knocked it out. Me and T.I. got an album on the way, too.
What?
Yep.
Okay, so now you and Tip getting the studio vibe. And how's that going? Y'all sending them track back and forth, or y'all in the lab?
We sending them back and forth, and we going to get in for the last rodeo and knock out our last five.
Mm. Okay, so, I mean, are you writing the tracks first, or do you hear his verse first, or did he hear your verse first?
He's sending me shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm sending him shit.
And what is it like when he sends something hard and you know that you got to bring that shit?
I got to come with it. Oh, yeah, that's Tip. I got to come with it, bro. And we snapping, bro. Like, this was overdue, so, you know. Our kids, we finna do a reality show with our kids.
That's all right.
Called Raw Ass Kids. We finna do a reality show with Tuda and King, so we gonna put an album together and knock it out too. So.
With young Tootie coming into the game, man, what kind of game are you laying on him to prepare him for what's ahead?
Oh, he get game all the time.
Come on now.
Bro, I'm just glad I'm here to give him game, you know. I'm giving him the game my daddy would have gave me, you know, like, he get game all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you gotta soak it in. Mm-hmm. You know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
Come on now.
You know, so I give him game all the time. I know he get tired of me sometimes, bro. But if I don't give him the game, he ain't gonna learn it from the streets.
Come on,
he gonna get it from his daddy.
Facts.
He ain't gonna learn it from out there. Like
the hard way.
Like I had to. I'm gonna tell him what's ahead of him before he see it.
Exactly.
So when you see it, it's your fucking fault.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing to my son. I raised my son like a general, bro. Like, you know, I ain't no hard daddy who be on this son. I let him do him, you know. But when it comes to shit of being a man and all that, I'm a flex on him, bro, you know.
Exactly. When you saw that first 100 racks, though, man, what did that do to your mind when you got to that money? And then what is your perception of money, Boosie, and how you feel about it and what it's done for your life, good and bad?
Yeah, money make you smile when you're down sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all we have sometimes. When the money bring us down, woo woo, that's all we can have is to look at some money and smile.
Yeah.
no, real
that
shit.
No, that's the real
shit. Nah, like, bro, that's the only get back you got.
Yeah.
Nigga,
come on.
Yeah, that's the only get back you got. Nigga, we done did all this shit. You done played this chick. She done left you. You in your feelings, woo 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 woo. What you got?
Money.
Money. You know, that shit just make you feel good when you're down.
Exactly.
You know, but I would rather have it.
Mm.
You know, because I prayed for money. I most of my prayers as a kid was for money.
Yeah.
You know, I could remember.
Most of us, shit.
I could remember praying, you know, that my mama, you know, that we get money. You know, and God heard my prayer. Because he know I'm a money-making motherfucker. I can touch anything and make it wine, bro.
Exactly.
That's what I cherish the most, my hustle. Like, I'm glad like God gave me hustle.
Yeah.
I'm not the type who make $400,000 or $500,000 and be happy and sit on it.
Come on.
You know, I'm going, how can I make this?
Make more.
I'm always hustling, bro. I'm DMing 2-4-5 billionaires a week trying to get them to invest in me. You know, I've been told no a million times, you know. Somebody always hit, bro, like, you know, invest in me. I'm just boosting.
Exactly.
You know, I go at billionaires.
Come on.
That's the only way I'm going to be a billionaire.
Thanks.
You know, so I go at billionaires, I slide in their DMs, bro, help me out. You know, like I'm a local rapper.
Come on, why not?
You know.
They got to be your goddamn dollar. Shit.
Ain't nothing for him to put a couple $100,000 in my pocket.
Right.
He might just want me to take a picture for the motherfucker. Say a few things. Yeah, you got a list something for me. $1 million. I know we ain't talking $10,000. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, though, man, you done touched down to cause hell. Yeah. You come across a young guy named Trouble, man.
Yeah.
How did y'all link up, man? And what was y'all partnership like?
Me and Trouble linked up as soon as I came to Atlanta.
Mm.
Trouble was on the lookout for me, man. I'm Trouble's favorite rapper, bro. I raised Trouble, I mean, you know, with the music. And he really loved me from music.
Yeah.
You know, when he met me and I was the same nigga, it was just a vibe, bro. It was just like, you know, he act like he from Baton Rouge. It was this nigga ratchet like he from Baton Rouge. Man, this nigga had so much shit alike. I mean, and we slay skirts. We Scorpio shit.
Come on.
You know, and them last 4 or 5 years, that was my boy, bro. Every time I went out with him because I ain't know where to go out at out here. Damn. So Lucha and them had to take me out, you know, and we just built a brotherhood, bro. Like, my niggas love they niggas. We just built a brotherhood because they was like our welcome to the age. They was like, you know, and the first nigga we saw that acted like us.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, we rocking with y'all, bro. And, long live school, bro. Atlanta lost a real one, bro.
When you woke up that next morning and found out that he passed, how did that hit you?
I cried, bro. I cried all the way on the plane in my daughter's lap. Mm. Yeah, I cried all the way on the plane. I was getting on the plane, and my boy ETCO called me and said, bro, they just killed Trub. And I went on Instagram, bro, I cried an hour straight in my 6-year-old daughter's lap.
Mm.
Yeah. And she friends with his daughter. So, yeah. You know, she was crazy, bro, you know. Yeah.
Do you ever become numb to the deaths of close people like that?
Bro? No, I'm not numb yet.
Okay.
I'm not numb yet. I heard
it just numb.
No,
yeah.
I heard every time.
Yeah.
I'm not numb yet. Like, I'm not numb to crying. I'm not numb to, I cry, you know, I'm not numb to none of that. Like, I'm not numb to none of that because I done lost so much. I could be riding down the street and think about my dude. A song came on the other day. I'm with my pa. I just ride down the street and just tears will come down, bro. Mm. Like, it's just a fall down thinking about, you know, if my boy was here, you know, if Bleak was here.
Exactly. You talked a lot about Bleak in the book as well, too, man, and your friendship with him. And just different people that, you know, you knew and loved along the way. Somebody I got to ask you about, too, that you are kind of filling that void for him is the Pimp. Pimp C, man.
Yeah.
Pimp C was outspoken. Everybody loved the Pimp. Folks was looking for what he was going to say next.
Right.
When he passed, we knew it was a void in hip-hop that could never be replaced. But then a guy named Boosie Badass started talking his shit.
Yeah.
And once again, we could breathe because we knew that somebody was speaking for the silent majority out here in these streets.
So,
I mean, can you speak on your relationship with Pimp C, man, and meeting him and him putting you down?
I met Pimp C. I was in jail, bro. I was in jail on some stolen car shit at 17, some shit like that. Did like 30, 60 days. And my other CEO had just went to jail, so... I got a call while I was in prison that somebody was finna get me, that Trill Entertainment was finna get me out of jail and try to sign me. Well, not Trill Entertainment, Pimp C.
Mm.
You know, I ain't really know who it was. Pimp C. That's how they led me.
Yeah.
It was Pimp C. So, you know, I was excited like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
And the first time I met him, bro, he was funny as fuck. Man, this dude was, bro. But he always made me better. I could never satisfy him.
Mm.
Even a bitch I bring around, the bitch need to get her feet right. Like, damn, I thought this bitch was fine. Sometimes show off. You know? But he made me better. Like, he'll come in there and listen to some shit. He'd be like, it's all right. You come funky than that nigga.
Come on.
You know, so, yeah. And I use that as a CEO now. I use those tactics because it made me want, like, I could come harder than this. I think, you know, that's why he wouldn't own that shit with all them niggas in the studio and everybody listen to the same song over and over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't own that shit. He getting work done, you know. He was just a pioneer, bro. I'm glad he, you know, gave me the chance he gave me, you know. I even though I feel he wasn't compensated right by the label at all, but, you know, Pimp C was a big part of this movement. When you heard Trill Entertainment, you thought it was Pimp C CEO.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we boosted and Webby dropped Trill, you thought, you know, with Pimp C on the top.
Come on. Come on.
You know, so Pimp C was different, bro. And he was outspoken like me, bro. Like, just think of Pimp was over here right now. Lord Jesus Christ, with this. Lord Jesus, you saw he was acting when he was out.
Come on. And ask
bro,
social media
in 2022,
too.
Man, people be beefing with every rapper in the game. People have me beefing with every rapper in the game. Bang out, we'll be beefing with everybody. You fucking with them claw ass niggas. What the fuck this nigga got on? You make me itch. Man, Pimp wouldn't be going for that shit that's going on right now.
When you think about the game that you was able to get from him, though, too, man, on how to maneuver in the music industry as a young man, I mean, what kind of jewels did he lay on you?
He didn't really give me too much jewels. Like I said, he made me better by rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else used to be Boosie, every time I drop a song. Hey, you know. But Pimp was different. Pimp was like coming that motherfucker and be nonchalant, you know.
Yeah.
Even when I know this motherfucker jamming, you know, like. And that made me want it more there.
Yeah.
That made me want it more, bro. That made me want it more. And, man, bro, they just looked out for me, man. Bun B, all of them. I was a young nigga. I'm 60. I'm young, bro. Like, Bun got my dick sucking VIP. First time I met him.
That nigga boy!
Boy, real boy. Shit, dog. I swear to God, bro. Bun got me some head. Yeah. Like, the first time we, you know, real shit, bro. Bun, they looked out for me. We was they people, bro.
Was that time fun for you, though, Boosie?
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun because I was getting clout for being around Pimp C, bro. Like,
yeah.
You got to understand, 02, 03, Pimp C, them niggas was, bro, out of here. $60,000 to $80,000 a show, bro. Like Big Pimp, like, them niggas was like that, bro. Like, they was big time, bro. They was big time, man. Every time I knew, I just had to come hard on every record because, you know, they'll give me a verse and I'll do my thing. And that's how, and I was getting out there, bro. Mm-hmm. I was getting out there. I feel like they gave me to another crowd.
Yeah.
With Pimp C behind me. It got me his listeners.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, it got me his listeners. I got a lot of people say, I saw Pimp C Presents and I was like, who these little niggas
exactly.
is, you know what I'm saying? So it brought me to another level dealing with Pimp, you know, because I had already been out, shit, 3-4 years.
Yeah. Get in here with.
Yeah, I want to ask him about Mo 3. And it's another question off of that. One is, what did you think the ceiling would have been for Mo 3? And two, what do you think about the state of hip-hop now with us losing all the young talent, the King Von's, the Pop Smokes, the Mo 3's.
B&B.
You know, I tell B High joke with them all the time about this. I say, right now you can go to a concert, an old school concert, and see a Boosie. Yeah. You can see a, you know, a Bun B we just talking about, yeah, or an Outkast, or woo woo woo. But what are they gonna have? What are our kids gonna have? Cause all the rappers being knocked off. There won't be no old school show. Right. They'll come see us at 90. But what, you know, Boosie, what can, you know, is there something we can do? I feel hopeless.
Bro, I used to tell kids to try to be a rapper. I don't preach that sermon no more. I don't preach that no more. I used to always tell kids, man, try to be a rapper. I don't preach that no more.
Wow.
It's too dangerous, bro. It's the most dangerous job in the world, bro. Like, yeah, so many people won't harm you, bro, because we fascinate them with all the shit we got. And people want our shit.
But why is it the same thing if a Trae Young or James Harden, they got $40 million, why don't they have the same type of, wearing the same bling?
I don't know, bro. Like I say, we targeted, bro. We targeted by police. You know, we targeted by robbers, killers. thieving women. 98% of the women want our check, bro. Like, you know, can't say a bitch ain't come for the check, bro. You know, only way you're going to have a bitch who come from the check unless you met her in middle school. Mm. And y'all was under the tree kissing.
Come on.
You know, so, you know, I used to tell kids, be a rapper, bro. I don't preach that, bro. Like, it's too dangerous, bro. Like, and it ain't worth it. Like, a lot of niggas get killed. They don't even have their shit together, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and if you get ops, you can't get ops. If you get ops, people going to die. That's just the bottom line. If you a rapper and you want ops, people are gonna die. Mm. And it's to a point where you can't talk that gangster shit and live it no more.
Yeah.
You just can't do it no more. You cannot talk this gangster shit and live it no more. You going to jail.
Wow.
You and Webby, y'all link up and start jamming up under the tutelage of the pimp. What was that energy like when y'all boys would get in that studio and go crazy, man? And did you feel like when y'all got together, the music that y'all was going to make was going to stand the test of time and be some of the most classical music that the South would ever have?
We always thought nobody could fuck with us.
Okay.
Even the dudes who was getting $200,000, we were like, that shit weak.
Yeah.
Like, we always felt we was the best, you know. And that's real shit, like, you know. We always felt we was the best, you know. I was more interacting with other artists, but Webb ain't like no motherfucker, man. Like, Webb ain't fuck with these niggas. Like, you know, the nigga, if I don't feel like you doing what you talking about,
yeah,
him, we don't like you.
Yeah.
That's how ignorant my mind was coming up. You know, if you ain't do none of this shit, I didn't like you.
Yeah.
I don't like you as an artist just because you not certified. Mm. Just because you not a street nigga, you not a step, you talking all this shit. That's how we took it coming into the game.
Yeah.
What this nigga, oh, that nigga ain't like that. I'm not even putting him in.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what we got on. We felt we was better than everybody. And I think that helped our music.
Yeah.
I think that helped our music.
What is it like for y'all now? Because every now and then I see on Instagram where y'all do a show together and stuff like that. What is it like as grown-ass men now getting together and rocking that crowd and shit going crazy?
It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. I love me and Webby shows, you know. I love doing shows with Webby. It's just we got to get back in the studio and cook some shit up. And that's the problem. Once we get back in the studio, that shit easy, bro, but as you get older, you got more shit on the table. You know, back then, we had time to rap all day.
Yeah.
You know, now we got 9 different businesses we running.
Kids.
Kids. 8 kids.
Come on.
Hey, we ever got down there 8 kids. Like, bro, like, it ain't easy as people think.
Exactly.
You know, it ain't easy.
When you touched down to cause hell after you done beat the case and everything, man, what was that like for you being a free man and saying, okay, I get a second chance to raise hell in this thing, man? What was on your mind and what were some of the first things that you did when you touched down?
I went and got my kids. That was the first thing I did. I went and got my kids. I was dating, I ain't gonna say her name, but I was dating this chick and she was on the way to see me and she got pulled over and went to jail.
Damn.
She was crazy that first night. I got my hair cut for the first time. I went to Ruth Chris. Mm-hmm. I stayed in a lavish ass hotel, bro. Jacuzzi, inside, outside. I was back, bro, you know. Broke, but I was back.
So what was that feeling like? Everybody was screaming free boots and you done touched down. Everybody want to see you. You broke, but you back, but now you in everybody's face. How was that trying to get the bag up and get your lumber back up?
Well, I couldn't travel for 7 months.
Okay.
So they did some shit where I couldn't travel for 7 months. And first 3 months, I stayed at a hotel, bro.
Mm.
Me and all my kids in the hotel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I couldn't travel yet, so I couldn't make no money.
Yeah.
But then the deposits started coming in for the monies, you know. Mm-hmm. My 100,000, they started coming in, but it was just a waiting time. And I found a way. I come to Atlanta.
Exactly.
Atlanta wasn't going for that shit. I filed against them, told them I got to pay my taxes. Y'all not let me put him on the road.
Come on.
And I ain't never looked back.
Being a brand, though, Boosie, the Boosie brand, because, I mean, it's gotten bigger than just the music. It's across all genres now. You got social media. You got movies, music, and everything all together. Clothing. What liquor here? We were just drinking on that booster the other day. We was in with old Jordan Breed.
So
I would have had it in there, but we done drunk it all day.
We were arguing on that booster. We was sitting there.
Big head, raise the hell. What is it like, the Boosie brand, maintaining that, though, man, and watching that shit grow?
I love it. I love it. I love venturing off into other stuff. You know, I feel like I said water to a whale, bro. Like, you know, like, I feel like if I touch it, you know, I could do something with it. Mm-hmm. And me venturing off into other stuff just, it makes me more untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm touchable with just rap music.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, they can try to close all kind of doors. Like, I'm fighting people taking my ass off social media. Like, they take my ass off Facebook. Like, you know, like I'm really against some powerful people.
Yeah.
But that's if I spread my hustle, all them powerful people not in all these lanes.
And all exactly.
Yeah, but you in this lane.
Exactly.
I got 9 other lanes I'm driving cars in.
Your arms don't reach over here. Get in here,
with. That's what I do. I branch off into other things.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna know at what point I ask every artist that come in here that I, you know, I respect. Do you remember the point in time where you thought to yourself, you know what, all the work I done did, back when I was messing with Young Bleed, them, and CeeLo, them, and this, Pepsi, and this, I done finally made it. Was there a time that you thought, you know what, I done made it now?
I think every morning I get up and go to my balcony. I swear to God, every morning since my estate been built, I go to my balcony and look out my balcony
and see the hard work.
Yeah, and I thank God for letting me make it. You know, and that's my time when I, cause right over the balcony they say, "Mom, I made it."
Yeah,
that's
hard. So every time I look, I be like, "I made it," because you know I see projects when I look out there. Then, you know, over the month, it's beautiful, you know, so probably me looking at my estate, bro, and I'd be like, man, bro.
Wow. Especially where you don't come from. Be high, I hope, you know, one day I can look out and say, I done made it.
I ain't got that kind of money, boy. You might be at the poor house crying. Angry than a motherfucker at my ass fucking right.
Boo, let me ask Boo one more thing before you move on. New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a Decatur nigga, right?
Yeah.
And I argue with folks all the time about Atlanta and New Orleans as far as what has been produced out of the city.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. The last 15, 20 years, it's hard to argue with Atlanta.
Yeah.
But when you talk about No Limit, when you talk about Cash Money, when you talk about y'all, when you talk about all the talent that has came out of NO, I want you to say it. That's the best city for rap music, ain't it?
Yeah, and it's Louisiana. Look. Just think of who come from Louisiana.
Right.
Just think of the name.
Right. Right.
Baton Rouge is a motherfucker too.
I mean the whole state behind. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I mean the whole state. Because you tricked me into talking about Silk the Shocker the other day. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta make up for that.
You know, either he gave Silk the Shocker hell, the Saints fan came up here and whoop our ass on the field and off the field. Cause they was pissed, but this nigga ain't no Silk. God damn.
Nigga from the west side done got jumped on. Your
but bro, like we, you can't take that from us, bro. Like, we some of the most fashionable mother. Like, people take our fashion. Like, we, like, Louisiana, bro, like, we stand for that real dirty South, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even back from No Limit, Cash Money, that shit was real dirty South. Like, bro, like, we, I'm glad to be from Louisiana.
Bro. Damn right.
I'm
glad, like, behind, I'm glad I got him
when
here.
When you say you're a rapper from Louisiana, people look at you.
Right.
You know.
But let me ask you something, Boosie, now. This is going to be my last question. We talked about this yesterday when you talked about No Limit
yeah.
and Cash Money. Mm-hmm. Now, I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, straighten me.
Yeah.
Because this is the word I got from a lot of my New Orleans partners.
Yeah.
They say that Cash Money was the city.
Yeah.
P kind of took it to Cali and then came back around full circle.
Right.
But whereas Cash Money was, it was like, you know, that thing was born and bred.
Born and bred.
Am I wrong about that?
You're right. Cash Money was born and bred. I was a young teenager when this was going on. When we heard of Master P, we thought he was from California.
Damn.
You just fucked me up with that.
All of the niggas, bro, we did not think we thought he was from California.
I told you that.
He had everybody from Cali on his tape.
Facts.
New Orleans niggas, we thought he was from Cali. He just knew New Orleans. You know, that's how I took it when I for real, like, oh, that's Master P from Cali.
Yeah. Right.
You know. But Cash Money, like, this born and bred, bro, like, you know.
I'm loving that. I'm loving it. But now I got three questions because I know you got to run. My main question is your voice, though, Bootsy. When you look up and you realize that your voice is powerful as hell, man. Does it stress you out when you wake up in the morning, you see some bullshit, you thinking, I got to speak on this, and I know I'm about to catch a hellified backlash on this thing. And nah. I need my Instagram right now. I got a few shows coming up.
When I, it ain't like, when it's time to speak on it, and it ain't like a hesitation.
Okay.
It's grab the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it ain't like no hesitation. Because my mouth's speaking for so many people right now, bro. Like,
yeah.
People see me every day, bro. Old people all in the airport, like, Boosie, please don't be quiet. You know, this wrong what they doing, bro. Like, especially the older people.
Mm-hmm.
The older people don't like what's going on in this damn industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you know, like, you gotta respect it because people was raised by rules and morals.
Come on.
You know, the industry ain't got no morals. You know, people hate people for nothing, shoot people for nothing. Like I told you, like I ain't preaching that be a rapper shit to that young generation no more, bro. Yeah. Like I feel like I'll probably preach be an R&B singer. R&B singer. I write books, man. Like, you know, I'm finna get in this book writing thing hard, bro. I got another one called Mind of a Hustler.
Mm.
I'm finna get to working right now, but you know, like books and things like that, bro, like I can express my pain. And I like to express my pain to motivate people. Like, if Boosie did it, I could do it. So
come on. Last question before you slide, Boosie. Wipe Me Down and Independent. How the hell did them songs come about? And what went through your mind when them things went global?
Wipe Me Down came about from Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He brought it to the label. Me and Webby got on it. I'm not sure how Independent came about. I know Mouse then was cooking the beat up and they switched it up a little bit, but I was just on the road then. I was just on the road, man. I had 4 or 5 videos on BET.
Yeah.
Man, I had so many videos on BET. I was just on the road. I was on all the award shows doing them, but I ain't know how big I was.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. I ain't know how big I was, bro, and probably till I went to prison.
Mm.
I ain't know how big I was till I went to prison, bro, and I ain't know how big I was, bro. I was still foolish, bro. I ain't know how big I was. I mean, I was living in a mansion, but in my heart, you know, I ain't made the transition of being a boss and a, you know,
a grown man.
Yeah. You know, I was 26 years old, still thugging, you know, just.
So what's Steve-O?
His new movie, Waterboy, coming out. He dropped it.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening with the movie now?
Oh, I got the Waterboys movie. I got the premiere at Fairview Performing Arts Center this Sunday on the 25th. My movie drop on BoosieMovie.com on the 28th. So I need everybody to go support me, man. Y'all know what I'm up against.
Yeah.
Everything I do on BoostedMovie.com from now on. I just dropped 3 live albums on BoostedMovie.com.
Crazy.
I'm going Marvin Gaye, man.
Ooh! Elevation is one of my favorites.
I'm going Marvin Gaye.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Simon Schuster, Steve Love, and Pippa Kim presents Across the Tracks, man. Y'all go get this book on all platforms, Walmart. You can get it at anywhere.
Amazon.
Amazon.com. Anywhere books are sold. Boosie's new book, man. Make sure y'all get this book, man. We worked hard. We went through a lot of stuff. And shout out to Tucker Max.
Yes, sir. B-Hot Radio Shouty. OG Gangsta Wicked.
We talking about Tucker. That motherfucker was crazy.
Exactly. Boosie, appreciate you coming through this thing, man. Wish you nothing but the best and much success.
Waterboys 928.
Ooh, go.